got my heart in your hands, but you won't let it unfold. I've been patient, try to read your mind. Every signal feel like stop and rewind. Touch me soft, but you're gone by the sunrise. Got me wondering if you're love or a pastime. You hold me close, then you fade to gray. Body speaks truth, your words don't say. Heart on hush, but your eyes betray. Something real, you keep pushing away. Stay through the night, don't run this time. Lay your guard down, press your heart to mine. We could heal slow. Fears melt when our worlds collide. Trap soul rhythm with the pain in the highs. If you want me, then stay through the night.
We both scarred, yeah, we know pain well. Both been heaven, both been through hell. You say love scares you, I can tell. But I see peace in you more than you sell. Skin warm like the bass in my chest. Slow hands tracing every regret. You're breathing deep like you need this rest. Like you found home, you never confessed.
Don't push me out again. This moment live, don't waste it. Lose the pride and just face it. Stay through the night, don't run this time. Lay your guard down, press your heart to mine. We could heal slow in the soft blue light. If you love me, then stay through the night. Stay through the night, no goodbyes. Let your fears melt when our worlds collide. Trap soul rhythm.
We could rewrite this script.
Heartbeat sink a slow trap kick. Don't let fear choose what love could fix. Stay even when your doubts exist. Stay, we could rewrite this script.
Welcome to From Swipes to Separation, the podcast that follows love from the very first swipe to the moment we ask ourselves, is this the beginning or the end? Here we talk about dating in real life, not the filtered, polished version. The real stuff, the excitement of a new match, the slow fade of a good morning text, the moments we stay, the moments we leave, and everything messy, beautiful, and human in between. If you've ever been in love, broken in love, or still searching for love.
Before we break this down, let me ask you, have you ever felt a man start to pull back right when you were getting closer? What did it bring up for you? Anxiety? Confusion? Overthinking?
Definitely, Erica. I've seen this play out so much in my practice, and honestly, even outside it. One of the biggest reasons men pull away after intimacy, fear of vulnerability. A lot of men, especially those with avoidant attachment styles or who grew up in environments where emotions weren't really modeled, will hit this sort of emotional stop sign after things get deep, especially after sex. It's what I call an emotional hangover. There's all this buildup and closeness, then suddenly they feel exposed or responsible for the next step, and it's overwhelming.
And let's not pretend it's just about needing space, right? We hear that all the time, but half the time, it's not about legit autonomy. It's about, if I stick around, I might actually have to keep showing up emotionally. Whew. Some people are out here acting like catching feelings is an Olympic event.
Yeah, I mean, I'll own up. I've absolutely been that guy before. I remember I went on a weekend trip with someone, and everything felt so good. But after we got back, I just disappeared for a bit. At the time, I told her I just needed to process and needed space, which, you know, sounds mature, but looking back, I was just terrified she'd want something real now, It was as if, once it got serious, all these old warning bells went off in my head.
That's actually really common, Eric, and thank you for being honest about it. For some men, especially those with insecure attachment styles, maybe they weren't taught emotional closeness was safe. It's not so much about their partner, but their own comfort with real intimacy. There's a predictable cycle. Get close, then withdraw, because old emotional habits take over.
And I'm just gonna say it. Sometimes dudes are allergic to communication. Like, I get you want independence, but call it what it is. You're scared. And listen, y'all, as much as we love astrology here, this isn't the moon's fault. Which, I think, segues us nicely into our next point, yeah? Alright, let me have my moment. Look, I know every friend group has that one person who'll blame his hot and cold behavior on his Venus sign, or Mercury being retrograde. I'm not shading astrology. I founded HeartSync Media on the idea that your birth chart tells you where you're likely to trip up, not why you get a scholarship for poor behavior. When a man's acting avoidant, ladies, don't let him hide behind his brooding Scorpio moon. Emotional avoidance rarely shows up as genuine mystery. It shows up as, he's not returning my text, but he'll like my story at 1 a.m.
Absolutely, Erica. And the danger is, when we make excuses, we let ourselves off confronting the real problem. Avoidance isn't romantic. It's inconsistent, unpredictable, and makes your nervous system do overtime. True compatibility shows in reliability and being able to talk through discomfort, not pulling disappearing acts when things deepen. Building on our previous episodes, digital excuses or astrological scapegoats just delay the inevitable. You're either emotionally aligned or you aren't.
And it's tough, right? Because emotionally unavailable behavior can look a lot like chemistry in the whirlwind phase. It feels intense, but is it real? Erica, do you think people should still expect consistency, even if the other person disappears after sex? Or is that sort of the answer in itself?
Let's be real. If he ghosts after being intimate, that is your sign to invest in a boundary, not a sequel. The universe and his actions just handed you clarity. You can want all the closure in the world, but sometimes the pullback is the closure. Stop negotiating with confusion and start demanding consistency. That energy could go towards someone ready to answer your calls, retrograde or not.
So, say it's happened. Emotional withdrawal right after things got close. My number one, don't spiral. Start with clarity, communicate honestly, send a direct message. Hey, I noticed you've pulled back. Just so I'm clear, I'm looking for something consistent. Is that still true for you? If they dodge, you have an answer. Set that boundary and absolutely do not start blaming yourself. This is about their patterns, not your worth.
And spotting patterns is huge, right? Whether it's ghosting or bouncing between so into you and radio silence, if someone keeps repeating this after intimacy, it's not a quirky phase. It's probably who they are, at least right now. Your intuition is almost never lying. Again, building on what we talked about last episode, trust those inner nudges over the hope things will magically change.
Let me just back that up. My girl just went through this with a classic Aquarius situationship. Each time they got vulnerable, his air sign legs did the 100-meter dash. She kept wishing, hoping, analyzing his chart. I finally said, listen, his behavior is a bigger red flag than his sun sign. Stop reading horoscopes and start reading your power. She dropped him. Her peace hit different.
That's the goal. Get to self-worth and peace, not endless analysis or chasing. So if you find yourself in that cycle, remember, communication, boundaries, and a refusal to take on someone else's emotional work. Not every person who pulls away is meant to stay, and that's okay.
That's a solid note to end on. So as always, if you're somewhere between first swipes and figuring out what's next, we're right there with you. Erica, Dr. Naomi, thanks for another real and slightly spicy conversation.
You already know. Hold your standards, hold your boundaries, and if they disappear, girl, let them. Until next time, y'all.
See you all in the next episode, where we'll keep it honest, practical, and a little bit fearless. Be well, everyone.
Bye, everyone, and thanks for listening. Take care.
And that's today's conversation, why men pull away after getting close. If you're going through this right now, remember, distance doesn't always mean disinterest. Sometimes it means fear, overwhelm, feelings he doesn't know how to manage, or a moment of emotional reset. Your worth doesn't shrink just because someone steps back. If you ever need clarity, reassurance, or a breakdown of your situation, don't forget, you can chat with our HeartSync Zodiac Oracle on ChatGPT. Ask it about your sign, his sign, the energy between you, red flags, mixed signals, whatever's weighing on your heart. It's available anytime you need guidance or just want to understand love a little deeper. Thank you for spending this time with us. This is From Swipes to Separation. And we'll meet you in the next episode.
Love don't always look like the movies. Sometimes it's real, raw, messy, but still worth every lesson. We matched on a night we both were lonely. He said the right words slowly, softly. First date butterflies like they knew my name. Held on to the hope this one might stay. Laughing in the car, riding past streetlights. Long talks until we fell asleep on FaceTime. Everything felt like the start of something true. Till the silence showed up in the room. And suddenly the messages slowed. Good mornings turned to maybe later, I don't know. And I'm left with thoughts I can't hold in. Is it fear or is it the end? From swipes to separation, love to hesitation. We learn ourselves with every chance we take. It doesn't let go.